The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Good morning, everybody. And just for the purposes of my podcast, my name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Welcome along. And today I wanted to talk to everybody about landlord to landlord property sales service. Or do you know what? That's just the name I gave it. If you are a buy to let investor and you want to buy a property and it's already got a tenant in it, then I'm going to give you a load of things that you can check. Due diligence that you can do, things you must know, and everything that you need to look out for to make sure you're getting the right property. Now, do you know what? A while ago, I launched the service, the Landlord to Landlord Property Sales Service. I know it's super catchy. I couldn't think of a better name. I'm stuck with that name, unfortunately. Unless anyone can come up with a better name, by the way. If anyone can think of a better name than the Landlord to Landlord Property Sales Service, then send me a message, let me know. Anyway, I'm stuck with the name. But I didn't realise actually how popular that was going to be. I didn't realise how many landlords need to sell their tenanted properties. And I also didn't realise how many property investors or buy-to-let investors want to buy a ready-made, already tenanted, ready-to-go property. And do you know what? There's loads of opportunities right now, certainly for landlord to landlord buyers. So I'm going to go through those opportunities with you. I'm going to show you how to find the really good buy to let investment deals. We're also going to talk a little bit about why landlords might sell, because I think it's important to know. Certainly, if you're going to buy a property from another landlord that's already tenanted, it's important for you to understand why they might be selling. Why you would want to buy a ready-made, ready-tenanted, buy-to-let property, and then how it all works. So how does the landlord-to-landlord property sale service actually work? I might just keep that name, actually. Now it's so silly. Anyway, if you've got a better name, let me know. But I'm going to also tell you the things to watch out for and how you can, I guess, as an investor, capitalize on the opportunity that is right in front of you right now. And as a bonus, at the end of this, I'm going to show agents, if you're a letting agent watching this, I'll show you how you can do this yourselves very quickly and help landlords that need to sell and also help buyers that want to buy a buy-to-let property. So, first of all, why would a landlord want to sell a rented property that's already got a tenant in it, already paying the rent? Well, first of all, look, there is the point that there might be a loss of rent for that landlord. The tenant might not be paying the rent. They might be causing a load of stress. The landlord can't afford to keep funding the tenanted property. And they might just need the money. The landlord might need to release the money through selling to pay off other stuff or to survive themselves. Remember, we're in lockdown at the moment, so there are a lot of people that are having financial difficulty. And just because a landlord is a landlord and they own property doesn't mean that they're all swimming in cash. You know, as we all know, landlords are all swimming in cash, right? No. So, you know, they might just need the money to reinvest in other properties or other investments or pay off other debts. It might be a bit of a lifestyle clash for the landlord. There might be, I don't know, it might be causing them a lot of stress. If they've got a bad tenant or a tenant they just don't get on with, or like I said earlier on, if the tenant's just not paying rent, that's very stressful for a landlord. Not just financially, but mentally as well. It's a big burden on a landlord. So there are quite legitimate reasons for a landlord to need to sell a tenanted property. But also there might be something to do with the property itself. Now, I will come on to opportunities in a minute. I'm going to tell you all the opportunities that are right there, right now, right in front of you. But If the property has a problem and the landlord can't afford to fix that problem, then there might be an opportunity for you as the investor. But we'll go through that in a bit more detail in a second. Now, the biggest problem that you'll face if you're a landlord and you want to sell your rented property, the biggest problem you'll face is normally you should offer these as vacant possession, meaning when the property sale completes, it's got to be empty, meaning the liability is on you, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord, to remove that tenant prior to completing the sale. Now, that could present some challenges, and especially presents challenges right now because of lockdown and eviction bans and so on. So this is a really good time, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord, to offer your property for sale with a tenant in it. And look, I'll come on to what negotiations a buyer would need to make in a second. But now is a good time, I think, if you need to sell that rented property, now is a good time. First of all, people are investing. Like I said earlier on, I was shocked, actually, at how popular my landlord-to-landlord property sales service was and how many people that want to buy a tenanted, ready-made, ready-done property, but also how many landlords want to sell a ready-tenanted property. Interesting. So why would you buy a rented, tenanted property? Why would you do that? Why would you invest in that? Well, first of all, you with the right properties, you do have an element of proof and evidence, a bit more proof of history with that tenant. So if the tenant's been there for a few years, then you can see their behaviour in a very evidence-based way. You can see how they paid their rent, when they paid their rent. Was it on time, late? Is there arrears? How do they look after the property? How many maintenance requests do they make? Is there constant damage to the property caused by the tenant? Or is there constant damage to the or repairs required at the property anyway? There's loads of things there that you have proof of. Especially, by the way, if it's managed by a letting agent, then you've got so much evidence there because letting agents are superb at keeping all that evidence. But it's also already secured. You know, as an investor, from day one of you owning that property, it's got income coming in. Rent is being paid. Now, I'm going to come on to non-paying tenants in a minute, but let me just say that it's not quite as bad as you might think. If you buy a property where the tenant hasn't been paying rent and they're in arrears, it's not as bad as you think, and I'll tell you why in a second. But there is also a bit more certainty for you as the buy-to-let investor. If you're going to buy a property that's already got a tenant in, you have that security and certainty of knowing that there is already a tenant in that property, so you know what your next course of action is. Like I say, if you have to take serious action, that's okay, as long as you know what it is that you've got to do. There's evidence of previous referencing, credit checking, vetting. There's employment checks, income checks, all the employment status. But also, you save a bit of money, Mr. and Mrs. Property Investor. And thanks to everyone, by the way, who's putting the hitting the like button there. What it does, and I wish you could see what I see right now, but what it does is it flashes up on my screen, like button press, and all the like buttons just float around the screen. It's pretty cool. So thank you very much. And welcome along, everybody who's with me right now. And also, thanks for joining me, anyone who's watching later. So where was I? Yeah. So you can save some money, Mr. and Mrs. Property Investor, on tenant finding costs. Now, if you think about it at the moment, there's a much bigger cost now for finding tenants than there was because letting agents can't charge tenant fees and neither can landlords. So it costs you more now to find the best tenants. So you can save that cost because the tenant's already found. Easy as that. Now, what is the opportunity for buy-to-let investors, people that want to invest their money? Because you've got, on one case, you've got landlords that might want to sell their property so that they can get that money out. Maybe they need the money, maybe they need to reinvest it, or maybe they need to just get out of that stressful environment or pay off some other stuff. But that in itself presents a lot of opportunities to buy-to-let investors and property investors. First of all, I mentioned earlier on about bad tenants. Now, remember this, Mr. and Mrs. Property Investor. If you take on a property that has a bad tenant, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, it's not the best thing, but it's not a bad thing. It might enable you to really pick up a good deal. Because you can get them out. Tenants, doesn't matter who you are or what you do, you can get tenants out. Now, I know right now we are in this lockdown situation and it's much more difficult right now to get tenants out, but it doesn't mean you can't get a tenant out. It just means the time frame is a bit longer. So you add that into your calculation. There might be some debt. Maybe the tenant's in arrears. Maybe they're not paying their rent and you're going to accumulate more debt. You can take that on. You can buy that debt, or you can get the landlord who's selling to absorb that debt into the sale price. One way or another, you can take that over. It's all right. Because again, there is a legal system which allows you to go and chase that debt. Outside of the eviction as well, by the way. You know, you can chase the debt as well as do the eviction. Damage. Now, if you've got a tenant that's damaging the property and it needs a repair or a refurbishment, that's fine. Because again, it just adds into the calculation of your offer, right? If it needs an extra $5,000 to fix everything and get it ready for, get it up together for a new tenant or for the existing tenant, then fine. You can take that on, add that into your purchase price. But you also, the opportunity for buyers right now is that there's a lot of motivated sellers, a lot of landlords that need to sell and need to get this done quickly. And think about your position, Mr. and Mrs. Property Investor. You don't have a chain, and neither do they. So it is literally a one transaction deal. You're buying, they're selling, that's it. They're not buying on, you're not selling on. So it's easy, it's a nice quick deal. You could probably get that through in a month or two if you pull your finger out and get things done. Anyway, but there are a lot of motivated sellers right now. And thank you, everyone, by the way, for pressing the buttons. It's a brilliant. Like I said, I wish you could see what I see. They're just flashing all over the screen. It's awesome. Anyway, so a lot of landlords are selling. Yes, they might need to be relieved of that stress. It might be a tough time for them. But it is okay for you to make money, Mr. and Mrs. Property Investor, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord. It's okay for you to make money. You are allowed to make money. Let's think about it. You are a property investor, right? So it's legal, believe it or not, for you to invest your money and make a good return on that investment. That's okay. And anybody who is selling a rental property, try and remember this. If you're asking somebody to invest in your property, then remember that they are investing. There must be a return on investment for them, in the same way that you would expect a return on investment for you. You wouldn't give money away for free. I hope not, anyway. So try to remember that. If you're thinking about selling your rental property, then make sure you understand that you might have to sell to an investor as an investment. So make it a fair price. And buyers, don't try and rip anybody off. This has to work for everybody. If you're going to buy a ready-made tenanted rental property from a landlord, then it has to work for you and it has to work for them. Otherwise, there's no deal. So make it a fair price. Don't try and rip anyone off, and make it work for everybody. Do you know what? James Kahn says that he tries to do deals where there's a win, a win, and a win. Where he wins, the other person wins, and overall, everybody wins. And that's the thing we need to go for. So what stuff do we need to check? There's certain due diligence that you should do. If you're going to buy a tenanted property, you've got to do some due diligence. And this is vital. Please remember this, write this down, or come back to it, save it, whatever. Because this stuff is vital if you're going to buy a tenanted property. First of all, there's the compliance. I just call it compliance. There's loads of different names, but you've got to check that there is an AST on that property. And thanks for the likes, by the way. This makes my screen go brilliant. There's got to be an AST, which is an assured shorthold tenancy contract. Now, there are other forms of tenancy contract, yes, but an AST is the one that kind of is the most common one. So check for that. Make sure that the correct information is on that AST and it is spelt correctly, typed correctly, whatever. Now, I have done a whole nother video on everything you need for every single tenancy, every single time. And I go into a lot more detail about that. Too much for this. But you know what? Actually, send me a message if you want to find out. I've got a guide. If you want a guide on everything you need for every tenancy, send me a Facebook message. I'll email it over to you. Anyway. You must check that it's got an up-to-date gas safety certificate. That is vital. And there's two parts to this. Number one, it must be an up-to-date gas safety certificate. check the gas safety certificate, physically look at it, and make sure that the plumber hasn't said this needs doing, this needs doing, and this needs doing. If it does, that's not a problem. You just need to factor that into your offer. And secondly, make sure that the tenant had received a copy of the gas safety certificate. Now, if they haven't, again, it's what it does. If you haven't issued the tenant with a gas safety certificate, you can't then give them a Section 21 or a Section 8 notice to vacate the property. You have to go straight to the courts, which is a big pain in the arse. So check that the tenant's received it. If they haven't received it, that's not a problem. As soon as you own it, give it to them. And that will help the judge decide in your favour if you need to go that route. An energy performance certificate. Make sure it's up to date. But also, here's a big one. Make sure it is an E rating or better. You know those colourful bars? I think it's like a yellow, green, red, blue, whatever. I'm not going to guess. But make sure it is an E rating or better. If it's not, the property cannot be rented. If it's less than an E, the property cannot be rented. I see this so many times. And it's big trouble if you don't. Massive fines. Make sure the tenant was given a how to rent guide, the government's how to rent guide. Again, if they haven't been given that, you can give it to them on the day that you own the property, just to make sure you're covering your own arse. Also, make sure the right to rent checks were done. And this is a huge one. This is all to do with immigration and the tenant's right to live in this country and rent your property. Make sure it was done, but also make sure it's been renewed if it needs a constant renewal. And lastly, make sure the deposit, the tenant's deposit was registered, and here's a big one, write this down, within 30 days of receipt. Not 30 days of the tenancy, that doesn't work. 30 days of receiving the deposit. If you register it after 30 days of receiving the deposit, number one, your tenant is entitled to claim up to 3.5 times the value of the deposit as compensation. Ouch. But also, you'd have to give them their deposit back. You can't make deductions. And also, you can't serve a Section 21 or a Section 8 notice. Ugh, it's crazy. Just because it's a very common misinterpretation that you have to register the deposit within 30 days of the tenancy. No, it's 30 days of receipt of the deposit. Now, make sure that's all up to date and remember that you're taking it on. So if it's not up to date or the tenant hasn't been given certain prescribed information or it's not compliant in any way, it's not a problem for you, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, but you will need to factor that into your offer and remember that you are taking on that liability. So you need to fix it straight away and you need to perhaps give yourself a bit of a price buffer to allow for anything. Like the deposit, for an example, if you're then liable for up to 3.5 times the value of that deposit, I would be taking that off the offer price because it wasn't done properly and you might have to pay out that money. Do you know what? I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning, but you really do need to do a full landlord, property and tenancy compliance report. Now, I know I keep coming up with these fancy pants names for the services that I provide, right? Really catchy names like the Landlord to Landlord Property Sales Service, the Landlord Property and Tenancy Compliance Report. I'm struggling with the names for these things. So if you can think of any better names for those two services, then send me a message. Let me know. Comment below, whatever it is. And thanks again for these people who are pressing the buttons, the like buttons, the laughing buttons. It's just flashing up all over my screen. It's brilliant. Anyway, so I offer those reports. It normally takes about 2 hours, something like that. So if you need one of those done on your property, it can actually be done over the phone at the moment. But if the property's empty, then it's better to do it at the property. Anyway, so next thing that you need to check, an inventory. Make sure you've got an inventory on that property. And if there's no inventory, then you need to reflect that in the offer too, because there's going to probably be a cost of repair that you can't deduct from the deposit. If you don't have an inventory, then you can't then go to the tenant and make deductions from their deposit because you can't prove what the property was like before they moved in. So again, knock that, the value of their deposit, off the offer. Get the rent history in writing. Now that sounds crazy, but get whoever is providing you with that rent history, the rent reference, whether that's the landlord or the letting agent, get it in writing so that if in the future you have to go to court, then, and I'm sorry about this, by the way, landlords, but I'm just trying to protect the landlords that are trying to do this legitimately and being honest. If the previous landlord has lied about all of the rent, and, you know, let's just say they write to you saying that all the rent was paid on time every month, no arrears, everything was perfect, and then later down the line the tenant gets into a serious arrears and says to you, well, I've always missed my rent, I owe the last landlord 10,000 quid, I never paid him, then you can go to the judge and say, hey, look, I took this property on in good faith, this is the evidence that the landlord gave me, he lied in that writing, and then you'll have a bit of a stronger case. I'm not saying that will guarantee that you will help, but landlords, if you're selling, don't lie, no point. Buyers, if you're buying, check that you get that in writing. Also check the employment and the income of the tenant that is in the property. Make sure it's the same as when they moved in. Now, if it's not the same, that's okay. It just means that you'll need to re or update their current employment status, their income and expenditure. That's what I would do anyway. Now, if it's a bad tenant, this is the one. If you've got a bad tenant in that property, then you need to work out the worst case scenario here. And for an example, if you have got a seriously bad tenant in there, how long is it going to take you to evict that tenant? Now, it could be 9 months. It could be up to a year. Now, that's an extreme case, one whole year. But if it was me buying an investment property that has a tenant in it already, I would be looking at it like that. What's the worst case scenario? So therefore, I would make my offer as a worst case scenario based on not getting any rent in for one whole year. And look, in the grand scheme of things, we're probably talking about, I don't know what, 5 to 10 grand, I don't know. But it needs to come off of your offer price as a protection for the buyer. And I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord, if you're selling, if this is like, oh God, I'm going to lose loads of money. But it has to be an investment, and you have to protect your risk and you have to protect your profit. So we are entitled to make profit, and we're not entitled, you know, we're not obliged, if you like, to take on risk. Actually, as the buyer, if I looked at this property that had, you know, I thought, right, it's going to take me a year to get this tenant out, there's damage that I need to do on the property, I would make my offer based on that, take it or leave it. You know what I mean? It's up to you, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if you want to sell or not. So, also damage, like I just mentioned there, you'll need to make sure that your offer includes the cost of repairing any damage. Now, there are some exceptions to evictions right now. So we're in lockdown, so there's a 6-month minimum on serving notice, and it's crazy. But you can do things. There are exceptions. There's much less notice periods required for any antisocial behaviour, domestic abuse. If the tenant's using the property illegally, then you can just get them out much faster. So remember that and keep that in your pocket, if you like, as an added bonus, that if you're going to buy this property and you're going to take on a bit of a risk with this tenant, then check out antisocial behaviour, domestic abuse, illegal use of the property, all that sort of stuff. More than 6 months in arrears. If they're more than 6 months in arrears, then you can move them out much faster. Now, so all of those things all in all, right? If you're going to buy a property, those are a load of things that you must check for. If you're going to buy a property that's got a tenant already in it, you must check for those things. In fact, please promise me you won't just buy a tenanted property without doing all those things. Please. And this information's free, by the way. I just want to make sure that everybody gets it right. But also, if you're going to sell a property, make sure you're open about the existing tenant. And be prepared to sell it to an investor as well. And if you are buying that property, you know, don't worry about the reasons that people might be selling, because all reasons are overcomable. Even the worst reasons. Even if the landlord can't handle a tenant because they've not paid rent for a year, they're threatening, they're disgusting people and having a terrible time, if they're really truly bad tenants, that's okay, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, because you can get them out as long as you account for the cost of that and the time scale of that in your offer. Now, if you're a landlord watching this and you think, right, I think I want to sell my tenanted property, the first thing you're thinking about is that you would need to evict that tenant, right? No, you don't need to. There are, like I said right at the beginning of this video, when I launched the landlord to landlord property sales service, and I noticed no one's come up with a better name for that yet. If you do, please let me know, because I need a catchier name. It's very difficult to market with that sort of name. But when I launched that service, I was shocked at how many landlords need or want to sell their tenanted property. And also shocked about how many people want to buy a ready-made tenanted property. It makes sense to me. Landlords might want to release the cash. Investors might just want to forego all of the hassle of getting tenants. Okay, fine. So if you're a landlord and you want to sell an investment property or you want to sell a tenanted property, then send me a message. We'll set up a discovery call. Well, I'll find out about your property, about your tenant, about you, and then I'll let you know there and then whether I think you have a property that could be a landlord to landlord property sale property. So all you need to do is send me a message through here and, or, you know, pop a comment down below if you want, or tag someone who you think needs to sell a tenanted property. And then, yeah, we'll have a discovery call. We'll find out about the property and I'll tell you on that call there and then whether I think it's right for another landlord to buy. Things to watch out for, of course, is the compliance not being done. Remember that you're liable for all of those things and the tenant doesn't have to stay in that property if you don't want them to. Now, I promised a little bit of a bonus for letting agents and estate agents. Here's how you can help your clients. And it's so easy. Go through all of your buy-to-let property investor applicants. And this is the sales teams. Go through all your buy-to-let investor applicants, people that want to buy investment properties. And say to them, hey, I notice you're looking for an investment property. If I've got a landlord that wants to sell an investment property, would you be interested in that? Yes, no, okay. Now, once you've got a few people that are interested in buying already rented properties, go to your lettings team, get them to send an email or send a letter or make a phone call to all the landlords to say, hey, just to let you know, we have got a group of buyers, or we have got buyers that are interested in buying ready tenanted, already done, ready to go rental properties as an investment. If you're thinking about selling, just let us know and we'll connect you two together. Easy as that. Now, what does that do for you letting agents and estate agents? Number one, if you sell your rental property to another landlord, you've got a good chance of keeping hold of the custom of the business of that property, right? And that's okay. We are allowed to do business, you know. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in where we are allowed to actually do business. I know. But landlords, it makes it easy for you. Buyers, it makes it easy for you. Letting agents, it gives you, if someone is going to sell a property, it means that you can sell that property for them and also keep the customer as the property, or keep the property as the customer, if that makes any sense. So anyway, go through that. And I'm starting to get a few laughing emojis here, so I'm not sure what I'm saying, which is funny. Please, someone let me know, because do you know what? There's a bit of about a 20-second delay between what I say and when I see the emojis being pressed. So, you know, I thought I was saying something quite serious there, and then a few laughing emojis just came up on the screen. Anyway, right, so how does it all work? The landlord-to-landlord property sales service, it's a very simple process, but if you are going to sell a tenanted property, then my team will offer it to the existing landlords and existing buy-to-let landlords for 2 weeks, where we'll schedule viewings, we'll talk numbers, or everybody can do their due diligence. And within that 2 week period, it will be a flurry of activity between buy-to-let investors and existing landlords and so on to see if they want to buy your property. Now, we would have already done our due diligence on your property just to make sure it's a sound investment. Now, if after 2 weeks you've not sold, then it goes on to the open market, but to investors and landlords only. So we basically put it out there to the open market to say, hey, this property's available to buy. It's currently tenanted. It generates this much income. And this is the advertised rate. And then, you know, you all know how property sales works. You see the advertised price and you can negotiate on that a little bit. If there is still no sale when we've tried to offer it to landlords and investors, not only ours, but on the open market too, then we'll have a conversation with the owner to say, look, we're going to need to start the process of evicting the current tenant, if it's a bad tenant, or we're going to need to start offering it to standard residential purchasers, meaning people that are going to buy it to live in it. Now, my team, as part of this whole service, my team will then help you with that process, once the sale is agreed, you're not doing anything until we actually get to the point where it's secured. When that happens, my team will take over the management of that process of evicting that tenant. And we'll do it in a pleasant way. I mean, it's not a nice thing for the existing tenant, I know. So, you know, we've done it many, many times, and we do it in a very empathetic and sympathetic way. We even try and help the tenant that's in your property get into another property. Look, it's what has to happen, right? If you, as the owner of that property, if you need to sell your property, then yeah, you will empathise and sympathise with the tenant, I get it, but you've got to do what's best for you. And if what's best for you is selling that property, then me and my team will do everything we need to do to make sure that A, you are an anonymous landlord, and B, the process is very simple, very easy, and very smooth for your tenant as well. So all you need to do, I guess, is send me a message through Facebook, or send me an email, or however you want to do it. Send me by the way, the email is tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. And then we'll get in touch and we'll sort it all out for you. So I hope all that helps. Hey, if you're a buy-to-let investor, there's some really good opportunities out there. You can pick up some bargains because there are landlords that just need to sell and need to get out of that property and reuse the money or get away from that situation. And you, as buy-to-let investors, you can make money from that process. You are entitled to. So this is one more thing, isn't it? This is just one more thing for you to be able to be the best version of yourself at. And remember, if you're going to be the best version of yourself at one thing, then you've got to be the best version of yourself at everything. And my name's Tom Soane, and guess what? This is The Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.